the Straight Outta Compton tribute with Ice Cube, Yella, Ren, the DOC, DJ Quick,
Easy E
on the big screen, Fantasia, Anthony Hamilton.
Oh my God. What a show.
Frankie Beverly and Maze. What a show. It's time for the little known black history fact. Book it. 972-980-SAIL. S-A-I-L. All right. Dr. Mae Jemison made history on this day in 1992 by becoming the first African-American woman astronaut. Dr. Mae Jemison traveled upon the space shuttle Endeavour in her one and only flight, but went on to a stellar career in education. Dr. Mae Jemison was born 1956 in Decatur, Alabama. I didn't know she was a homegirl. But she considered Chicago home. Oh,
that's where she grew up.
Okay. A trained dancer. You know, I can see that. She's got the legs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mae Jemison graduated in 1973 from Chicago's Morgan Park High School. Is that your school, Sam?
No, she went to Morgan Park High School.
And you went to?
Morgan Park Academy.
Oh. And why is your nose so far up? Yeah, when you say Morgan Park.
Because yours is so far down.
She corrected you real quick, oh too, man. Yeah.
No, she
Whoa,
did not.
Whoa, that's a rim shot.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
But she still did very well for herself.
She went to Morgan Park High School, yes. Not Morgan Park Academy.
That's correct.
And at the age of 16, and then attended Stanford, earning a degree in chemical engineering and later a doctorate from Cornell. Inspired by, you know.
That's right, Star Trek.
Star Trek. Nichelle Nichols, better known as Lieutenant Uhuru. Mae Jemison applied for NASA's astronaut program in 1987 and was selected out of roughly 2,000 applicants.
And she speaks.
They only took the black woman up in space one time.
17 different languages.
Say what, player?
They only took the black woman in space one time. Was that what you said? I'm just asking.
Read more about Dr. Mae Jemison.
She only went one time, player. I mean.
I don't see where she went more than once. So. Not that has anything to do with anything.
No, it had nothing to do with it. It had nothing to do with
okay.
it.
Do you forget who listens to the show and who works for the show?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Don't forget.
Okay.
Don't forget.
Okay.
But she only went one time, right, Sid?
Yeah, right, right, right. 646464. Saw Sandra Day, Jasmine Sullivan, Ice Cube, Busta Rhymes, Erykah Badu, Outkast.
Andra Day.
Andra Day, I'm sorry. Outkast, Bone Crusher, T.I. at the One Music Festival in Atlanta this weekend.
Wow.
Was that the Harry Belafonte?
No.
No, that's coming up.
That's in October.
Oh, that's coming
up. Like the first and second or something like mm-hmm. that. I saw Corey Holcomb in Dayton this weekend. I saw Paul Mooney over the weekend.
Nice.
All right. Usher gave a free concert, donated funds and school supplies to schools here in Chattanooga. Wow. Good for Usher. Went to see Kim Whitley in Baltimore. I know that was hilarious. Yeah. I told you it was going to be good, huh?
Yeah, she's cray.
yesterday in the lobby of my church, they had people registering people to vote.
Nice.
That's good. It's going to take more than that, though.
Well,
Roland was absolutely correct. They've got to spend some money and talk to us. Because your independent unscientific poll at the club player was that
it was dead on, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like crickets in there.
Yeah. Are you think her poll numbers are going to go down further now that she, you know,
had the spill?
Had the episode yesterday?
Well, I think certainly more is going to be put on this and certainly, but if they're going to charge Hillary Clinton and talk about her health, they also need to call for Donald Trump to reveal his health records as well, because he hasn't. And he continues to get away with it. And you have the two oldest candidates running for office right now.
His mental health records?
Well, that too. We know what his mental health state is. We don't need anybody to verify that. We know that he is not stable. But if you're going to
call
gonna
make a big deal out of this.
Yeah, yeah. Because everything else is not working. And so they're going to continue to make an effort to call her health into question, which they had been doing. You notice there had been a ramp up to this over the last couple of weeks or so.
Okay, history. You had FDR in a wheelchair and crutches, but that was no big deal.
Well, it wasn't that it wasn't a big deal. It was that the media never let the people know.
There was no CNN.
It was a complicit decision and agreement between the politician and the media not to dispel or not to to inform people that he was an invalid, that he had these
physical
problems.
He wasn't seen in public a lot?
He was seen in terms of just still photographs, but not in front, not as
but
far
not
as
walking.
No,
in the wheelchair.
Well, you didn't
on
have
crutches.
Television the way you did because you know he died in the 1940s. Remember,
he was in a wheelchair and he had a girlfriend.
Yes.
So did his wife, but that's a whole different story. Wow.
So it is. It's that kind of media exposure is different today than it was 70 years ago. It's just a different day. And now, you know, we have a 24-hour news cycle. And so you got to keep, you know, making these stories bigger than they actually are.
Blair, ain't nothing wrong with
No.
Secretary.
I'm with you, Blair.
She's
what
got
you
pneumonia.
Said earlier, that's
she ain't.
No.
She ain't got pneumonia.
No.
Blair, you know what
that was? It out.
You know what?
You figured it out.
Yeah. What is it?
You figured it out. Right.
That's Bill Clinton's work.
Hi, baby. Put it on her.
Mm-hmm.
He put it on her, Sib.
Yeah.
He put that woozy on her.
The what?
That woozy. You can't walk after that woozy, baby.
She should have just gone on back to sleep. But
I tried to tell her.
She said,
sit down somewhere.
I need to go up and campaign now.
No, baby, you need to go sit down somewhere.
I need
somewhere.
To go campaign.
That woozy's going to hit you. It's going to make you
wouldn't
lose
your shoe.
Wouldn't
it be nice if a 70-year-old Bill could put it on somebody like that?
Wow, Sim,
you know
don't
what?
Hate.
No, I'm just saying. I think
70-year-old
really
Bill is putting it on Hillary.
I think that's great.
Sim, they got medication make you think you're 45. Shut up, girl.
15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.